93.3 WMMR. It was Lightning Child, also from the four or five songs that Beru recorded last spring, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
Spring. The secret tapes. The never released.
Tapes.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, you guys are breaking up, and Buzz suggested, or was it Johnny that suggested, that we do conventions?
Like an annual crap convention.
A crap convention.
Yeah, right. Like a Star Trek convention.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I think we should open it up then. I mean, there's a lot of people full of crap who might be able to participate in this.
Well, speaking of crap, we've had some of the funnest. We had the Beru Review golf tournament, the mini golf tournament. We mustn't forget that. Are we going to have footage of that tonight, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good, good.
So I think with people, the footage, we're going to run all kinds of the highlights of the 8 years.
Cool.
On the video screens. I mean, it's if you ever wanted to deal with Beru, you're going to be knee deep in it tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I understand they're digging out some of your costumes and they're going to be putting
them... I'm not quite sure what the deal is on the costumes. So we're going to go put together our little special presentation this evening, and then afterwards I'm going to go down to our studio and find out. I mean, there's a couple of closets full of crap. So I'm going to dig through and we'll see what's appropriate.
A listener just called, asked if you'd be wearing the lampshade.
Yeah, right.
Tonight.
Are you going to wear the lampshade? How about the cape? Yeah,
you even had, during the Papal SWAT team song, you had
the
mask that said time, and some listener, do you remember who, or some viewer,
Jan.
What was her name?
Jan.
Jan made a mask of Time Magazine
mask,
with your face on the cover.
It was Beyond Time.
Wonderful. I hope you bring that tonight. just so we can bring it up and wave it to
people. Okay, well, yeah, I'll bring some of the that's certainly one of the most beautiful things we've ever used. We're getting into the art, though, I'm afraid, you know.
Well, it's
some things I'm going to hang on to. Yeah, she made some beautiful masks for me.
What it is just an example of how people have really responded to you, you know. You've always included the audience, as you say, as a fifth or sixth
member. Well,
that's,
I was always a firm believer of, I mean, what rock is. I mean, that whole philosophy of what rock has always been very important to us as a... You know, as a philosophy, it was a little bit more than, okay, let's go do this and try to get a deal. I mean, try to go be whatever you're supposed to be. And we really like it. It's a dangerous concept. We really like what you do. And I think the audience really likes what we do, too. We've all been the same. We're the same people. We have the same views about things. It's been wonderful. Again, God bless the Grateful Dead. You know?
Well, it's just, so much fun between the things like the golf tournament. I remember the first one we had was down at the shore. I called it my lost weekend with Beru Review. And we gave away a prize. We gave away a crap-filled prize. The limo ride with Rondo
around
the block. In Rondo's rather weather-beaten limousine at the time.
Seasoned.
Yes, it was
seasoned
a seasoned limo.
That wasn't the word you used at the time.
That wasn't quite the word I used at the
time. Which reminds me of the story of Greg. We're down the shore at the Catch at Long Beach Island, which is another place of wonderful times, and I were working at the hotel at the time. He's calling in sick, like, hello. And he's outside, and in the distance you hear,
and the guy's the thing is, at first it was silent,
right?
It was like real quiet out, and the only phone booth was outside the club, and we were right on the bay, right? And you know, like Bob said, we were working at the time, and I had to call in sick because we were playing down the shore. I thought I was going to make it, but I didn't make it. So I call up the boss, and everything's cool, and I'm starting to tell him, yeah, I don't feel too good today. Right, as soon as I said that, the birds start, the guy starts up his boot. The ball started cracking up. He said, oh, wow, Ruff, I hope you have a good day. I
hope you feel better soon. Beru Review is with us, and we have to pause for a couple of messages, and we eventually have to turn this thing over to Lynn Kratz, but we have time for at least one more song, and we'll be right back after this.
Fuck. The dog days of summer.
We also had the slumber party. When I was doing overnights, we're on now. When I was doing in the old studio here before we turned it around, we did a thing. I was doing overnights, and at the time I asked my boss, Charlie Kendall, would it be okay if I had Beru Review come in for a couple of minutes? And he goes, yeah, no problem. Little did he know I was having you for 4 hours.
The slumber party. Oh, God. I remember that.
And we
had a few minutes.
I said, yeah, would you mind if Beru comes on for a little visit? He says, yeah, bring him on. That'd be great. Love Beru. That was Charlie Kendall, our first program director that I worked for here, and who was very supportive of you.
And the guy who first put our record on, too.
Yeah.
Thank you, Charlie, wherever you are.
Yeah,
he's a big supporter of you guys. And so, but he didn't know you'd be on for 4 solid hours. And we did this thing called the slumber party. And you guys came all dressed in robes and pajamas. And we put blankets down on the floor, and we had a picnic, and you guys spent the whole night with us. It was great.
More beer. That's what slumber parties are about. Yeah, so the dog days of summer, we touched on that. Autographed hot dogs.
Right, autographed hot dogs.
Yeah, let them eat cake. I forgot about it. Drunken promotions, boy.
Well, tonight...
Let them eat cake!
Yeah,
right, yeah. And then, and,
you can't do that.
Yeah, we had, and of course, yeah, and then the parlay, the Tasty Cake people gave, which reminds me, the Tasty Cake people donated all the cakes, and it was just bizarre.
Do you remember signing hot dogs with mustard?
Yeah, right.
And signing hot dogs with mustard.
Who gave us those hot dogs? I forget.
Deason Watson
gave us that, which was the beginning of, I think, your children.
My Mr. Ann and Mr. Actually, Watson. Right.
Well, there was sort of a parallel reality there. We can.
I know.
You have to speak into the microphone when you talk,
them,
please.
I know that.
Being a professional.
In other words, I'm trying not to take the forefront. These are little asides, you know.
All right. Well, actually, kids, we're a little over time here. We're into Lynn Kratz's time, and she graciously has allowed us to take a few minutes of her radio program. But there's a couple of things. Showtime, let's get that straight. If you're going to go to the show, Bricklin opens at 9:30. They will be on, and they'll be doing about 40 minutes or so, and then they'll come off, and you guys, I believe, will be on at 11, is that right, tonight?
Yeah, I would think so. It's going to try to, we have a little surprise. In fact, we have some special guests coming, a lot of our past. Ken's coming out. Ken Queter's going to come out and make a thing.
Cool.
He and I wrote, I Got a Job Together. Jerry's coming, so we'll have
Jerry Healy is going to be there.
I don't want to ruin all the surprises, but, and Jermaine's coming out. So,
wow.
I mean, all the Baroos will be there. And
cool.
In fact, all the Baroos and the people who begot Baroos.
Come on in here, Lynn, say hello.
Lynn,
say hi, Lynn.
Lynn. My guru-ess.
You know, actually, it's not a matter of my having allowed you to have this time, but there's a huge traffic jam out there. They're having a parade that says, you know, a dude to Baru. It's all happening out there.
Oh, you stop.
The entire city is like in gridlock. People are just parking their cars and they're turning their radios up and it's not moving. I just couldn't get here.
That reminds me of another one.
What?
Oh, it's just so many. During the second Louie parade, which is down by the Spectrum in South Philly, Greg, tell us about your Lincoln Continental. You got a, like a 1966
green? Lincoln Continental with the suicide doors.
Aquamarine.
Leather inside.
And the thing was broken, right?
It still is. It still sits idly.
It's a monument. Yeah.
So what did you do for Louie, for the second Louie?
Well, we figured we had to do something to have a cool float idea. So we all sat in the back of the Lincoln and proceeded to have it towed up Patterson Avenue while we were all, you know, having a good time in the back.
So you guys were all sitting in the back waving to the crowd.
From the defunct Lincoln.
And the Lincoln was completely broken, but being in its towed condition,
yes.
And that was your float in the parade.
And I'm sure that really helped the condition there.
An indicator of one of Bob's many gifts was the ability with which he was able to look like a dignitary. I was sitting in the back seat with him. We were talking, and you know how dignitaries will talk to each other but wave outside the car.
Right, when they're right, with their hand.
And he really looked stately, but he's riding in this old fat toed car. Popping beer out of a styrofoam cooler. No, I don't think we had beer.
No,
there was no beer.
No beer has ever influenced our judgment. Drunken Promotions is just an expression.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is.
Right.
Well, tonight, is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah,
I want to
thank everybody from the cabarets. I mean, all the clubs that we played and all the different people who have helped us in different venues, but particularly the cabarets. This has been our mainstay over the course of years. And they've been very nice to us, our little farewell tour. I mean, I've had all these cakes and deli trays and everything else. This has been a great ploy. All kinds of gifts. But I want to particularly thank them. They've been wonderful to us. And, of course, our management, Steve Mountain, and I just, I want to thank everybody who's been associated with us, and particularly, number one, the audience.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's hear it for the audience.
Yeah. It's a unique relationship, and it's one that I will miss. I will miss very much, but we'll see what happens.
We didn't ask you what you're going to be doing, by the way.
Well, it's interesting.
You're going back to school.
I'm at school right now, yeah, so it's hola. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. It's hola. People yelling at me in Spanish, which I don't understand yet, but I will.
You're taking a Spanish class.
Yeah, I'm taking Spanish. I'm taking a number of courses. At a pen, so we'll see what happens. I'm going to wrap that up. I'm on rock and roll sabbatical, so I'm going back to school from now till Christmas.
Cool.
And then I'll think about what life is.
All right.
I'll probably have the answer, sure.
Yeah.
In fact, and then to get my diploma, all I need is the gift of tongues, which I'm sure God in His infinite wisdom will bestow on me on Christmas Day. So,
you may have 3 books out by then, too, knowing you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Front Man Magazine. I'm going to be the publisher of Front Man Magazine. Michael Jackson, how does he do it?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you guys, thank you for coming in.
Quick,
and
one more quick thank you.
Sure.
For the crew, I'd like to thank the crew.
Oh, yeah. All of your crews throughout the years. You've had some great crews.
Thankless job, and all the honorary members of the crew, but everybody, you know.
Cool.
Dave and Kathy and Chuck and Steve and Jeannie and Naaman and Dean and everybody out there.
And Seth and Herc and where it goes for a Pang. Wow.
Yo, Pang.
Yeah, it goes forever. Yeah, it's been a big, long family.
One more thank you to you. You have been the greatest supporter and friend that any band in this city could ever have.
That's right.
And I'm going to miss you personally, and I know we're all going to.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, Pierre. You know we love you very much, my dear guru, and my dear guru-ess. I'm guru'd out here. I'm up to my eyeballs in gurus. Guru-ish.
Well, Lynn, Lynn, forgive us for taking so much time, but it's
a. Get out before you start getting maudlin.
Yeah, this is the maudlin celebration. And the maudlin countdown has ended. We're at one.
We are at one, the last one tonight. Again, we say, if you're not doing anything, and even if you are, drop it and simply come to the Chestnut Cabaret. Well put. 38th and Chestnut, and see Baru and give them a hero's farewell tonight, because they are heroes. Absolutely. Thank you guys for coming by. We'll see you tonight.
The greatest on-air personality the world has ever known.